Our topic was George Washington's Presidency by Amanda, Allison, Catherine, Andrew, Patrick, and Tyler.
In 1789, Mr. President was doing fine. Five people by his side called the cabinet by which he must abide. The excise tax was not chillax. The whiskey boys stood together to bring down the price of whiskey forever. Hamilton sent troops to fight, and Jefferson said, "No, it's not their right." Henry Knox is sly like a fox and is like the Department of War, and wars are what he's preparing for.
America had a lot to say, so they sent to England Mr. John Jay. When he returned, the people say, "What the hay?" And they were furious at the treaty, but were kept at bay. France and Britain were fighting hard. It was the sailors they had to guard. "To avoid war, we will stay at shore," Washington said to his nation in the Neutrality Proclamation.
John Adams' Presidency by David, Maddie, Justin, Jared, and Grace. John Adams was the second president. His vice was Thomas Jefferson. This was because of the 1796 election. Charles Murray's state, Talleyrand, wanted a bribe, and hence we replied, "Not a sixpence." France objected to the Treaty of Jay because they thought that we wanted to betray them. Agents X, Y, and Z came to collect tribute, but we thought millions for the defense, but not 1 cent for tribute. Americans wanted war, but John Adams did not, so he built up frigates to scare the French a lot. Alexander Hamilton wanted war with France, so he formed the Highfederalists, who took this stance.
Napoleon became the new ruler of France, and he had a lot of confidence. He signed the Constitution, the Convention of 1800, to promise to stop seizing American merchants. The Alien and Sedition Acts were thought to be bad, for they made almost nobody glad. The Sedition Act violated the First Amendment to the Constitution, leading to Kentucky and Virginia issuing resolutions. Jefferson had asked the states to nullify this law because he thought it was a flaw. A slave named Prosser planned a rebellion, but other slaves in the South felt the need to tell on him.
This is a poem on Thomas Jefferson's presidency by Stephen, Lexi, Elena, Jay Young, and Sean. A Democratic Republican resident became the third president. Thomas Jefferson was one for laissez-faire. The people agreed. That was fair. How about that Aaron Burr? He only served 1 term. He was the vice president and quite crazy. His thoughts to start his own empire were hazy. He killed Hamilton in a duel. That wasn't cool. Marbury and Madison had a fight because Adams appointed judges overnight. He waged a war with Tripoli, and he kicked those Barbary pirates back to Tripoli.
He purchased Louisiana from Napoleon for fun, but he wasn't done. He sent Lewis and Clark. They explored through light and dark. Sacagawea helped them out, but many people doubt she helped as much as historians thought. In fact, she didn't really tie into the plot. John Baptist was Sacagawea's son. Clark taught him in New York when he was young. When the Embargo Act was signed, Jefferson's popularity declined. Soon Jefferson's second term ended. His presidency allowed America to be mended.
The War of 1812 by Leah, Tim, Liam, Kyle, and Chris. The War of 1812 was between the British and the States. War could not be avoided, it was their fates. Trade tensions was cause number one, impressment was second and accepted by none. Cause number three happened in the West, American expansion caused much distress. The British blockaded the American coast, all Francis Scott Key could do was watch like a ghost. All through the night he watched and feared, but in the morning he saw the flag was still there. He wrote what is now the Star-Spangled Banner. It was accepted in a fashionable manner.
In July, the HMS Guerriere faced the U.S. Constitution. Americans won, just like in the Revolution. Back on land, in the Northwest, Britain lost the Allied Indian best. Known as the leader, Tecumseh, he died at Thames in October 1803. Andrew Jackson beat the British at Horseshoe Bend. They beat the British in the rear end. When D.C. burned, times were grave, but important documents Dolly Madison managed to save. the Treaty of Ghent ended the war, all the fighting was no more.